shame is a big one, right? And that is actually an important piece when talking about addiction and dysregulation and depression and low self-worth. And it's a big story, but recently I was talking in one of my videos about the origins of negative thoughts and where do they come from. And really, they don't come from us. They get perpetuated by us, but they come to us from something else. And the reason why is when we're born, we're not born with thoughts. We could, you know, if you believe in the soul, we have a soul and we have a biology, basically. And how we learn is based on, it's the nurture nature piece. We learn based on how we're nurtured. And what we're given is what we know. So if we hear our parents talking poorly about other people, or poorly about themselves, or poorly to each other, or poorly to us, we take that on, and then that becomes our map of how we speak to others and ourselves. So that's the first thing, is like, how were we talked to when we were, it goes back to as young as when our diapers were being changed. And they have, lots of poopy, stinky, bowel movements coming out. And if the mother or the father or the caregiver is scringing their face in disgust, saying how stinky you are, oh, that's terrible, putrid, disgusting, I got to get this off you. Even if it's in a funny tone, if there's that sense of, ugh, when you're touching your child, that is one of the first entry points of them learning shame about their bodily functions and themselves. Toxic shame, because there's a difference between toxic shame and healthy shame. Toxic shame is essentially, it's very different than guilt as well. So toxic shame is basically telling a child they're worthless, you're rotten, you don't know anything, you're stupid. And of course, why does a parent do that? Because they were probably given that too. And that's how they know how to talk. And it's a way of, basically punishing and speaking to that child. And then slowly over time, that toxic shaming becomes embodied. And I'm kind of slouching. You go into this posture of being small and minuscule. That's one thing that starts also this self-critic, this negative talk, and this distaste, not necessarily always for us, but for what was given to us, right? So this sense of, that wasn't nice, that wasn't right, but usually it was we're so young that we can't cognitively connect to it. So that inner critic, from what I've seen, it starts that young with those sorts of interactions. And then of course there's school and how we're related to with our peers and all of that. So from what I've seen, not only is it thought-based, but we have to trace it. And I know that's, you were saying that's the work you guys do, is getting into the somatic system. What's the posture doing? What are the cells doing? And being able to let the person feel all of the emotions that come with that body posture. And one of the most, the least talked about emotion, but it's one of the key human emotions, mammalian emotions, is disgust. And so that goes back to that example of the changing of the diapers, or saying to a kid, you're rotten. So it's not even about that kid being bad. They're basically, you're disgusting to me. How dare you do this to your sister, to the house, to your room? It's just as gross. And so that disgust gets carried with a person, and often we'll hear with folks who struggle, and I know I've worked with people, they feel disgusted with their actions. Like, I can't take care of myself. It's more than I'm a failure. Under that is this element of just, I suck at this, but it isn't cognitive typically. You trace it and you'll feel it somewhere in the system.
Deep in the system.
Yeah. And then you have to work with it. And know, and to move that out is the work, a big part of the work. Mm-hmm. And that's complex and it takes time, but it can be, I've seen it shift and heal when we get to those deeper core physiological sensations that are emotions.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to RadicalRecoverySummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.